We're hoping that Chris Rogers does awesome things with the Victorian Shield team. That's what we're hoping. The brand new coach.
What do you mean you hope
quarantine.
He will?
Well, he hasn't done anything yet, so we're hoping. What do you mean? What do I mean? He hasn't had a chance to get out there and get him in anger. He's got to wait another 10 days, I think it is, before they take on the Blues in the first of the Sheffield Shield games after quarantine. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, guys. Feel like you, Harf. Haven't coached a game yet. Hey, gotta wait and get it done.
That's right. It's not. But are you excited? Are you anticipating a good result when you do get that chance, Chris?
Well, I'm hopeful, I guess. yeah, it's I think we're going pretty well, but we'll be a couple of games behind everybody else when we do play. But we've no doubt got the talent. We've just got to go out and play well. But everyone seems to be in a pretty good space. So, yeah, hoping for a good result.
Is it an advantage or a disadvantage to have that little sighter on the competition with those couple of games you'll be behind, as you said?
Oh, who knows? I mean, it's good to kind of see what's happening out there. But equally, I think that, there's no substitute for playing as well. So these guys will have a couple of games under their belt when we come up against them. Hopefully there's a couple of injuries, but no, not really. Hopefully, yeah, they we catch them on the hop, but there's a few more weeks to go. We should be right by that first game.
So, Chris, what's happening at the moment from a training perspective? Because we're hearing that you're only allowed to train in groups of four and there's got to be social distancing even in that group of four. Can you train as well as you need to be able to train to be prepared, or might you have to push some games back?
Yeah, so it looks like we're only going to play two games here. We originally were going to play three. The quarantine measures didn't look as bad originally, and then they got changed about 4 or 5 days leading into the quarantine. So from looking at that, we just thought we weren't going to be able to prepare well enough, because we are training in groups of four. We only get a short rotation in the net. As everyone has to share that. So, yeah, just in terms of, particularly with our young fast bowlers, getting enough balls into them for them to be resilient enough to play a first-class game, we just felt we weren't quite right. So we've pushed it back. We're only going to play two games, which is a bit disappointing, but yeah, probably for the betterment of the squad.
So how does that... Oh, you might not even know the answer to this, but how will then your season look if you're only going to play two when other teams will have played as many as four? Will you just worry about that later in the season, or is there sort of a planning place?
Yeah, I mean, originally, well, now it looks like it's going to be a 9-game season. I'm not sure if I'm divulging secret information here, but I think it's going to be around 9 games. So we have to play 7 after the BBL, which is going to be it's going to be challenging as well. But you just have to ride with it at the moment. I think with everything that's going on in the world, we just have to be prepared to be flexible and we'll deal with that when we come across it.
You must be frustrated in the sense that you got some good games or some good playing time into the guys at Junction Oval before you left, and then you have this little bit of a lull. And I know it's the way of the world, but you're seeing some good signs from what I understand from what they'd done before you left.
Yeah, I reckon we were probably ready to go last week, actually, which is a bit of a shame. And we were fortunate enough, there was that pretty good period of weather in Melbourne. We could get outside and we played. We must have had about, 7, 8, 9 days out on Junction Oval outside. So, a lot of the players got what they needed, really, and the bowlers had bowled quite a lot. So I thought we were ready to go. And there was a lot of really good signs, particularly from a lot of the young guys as well, that they've been pushing their case. So it's going to be exciting. Then we've just had to kind of be in a holding pattern for a few weeks. So hopefully we can just maintain that until we get to that first game.
So, Chris, put the scheduling to one side and what's going to happen there. You've mentioned a number of times now since we started asking questions about these young guys. What's your expectation around Victorian cricket this year, and what do you think is actually achievable?
Well, we've got 14 players under 23 in the squad. So I think at times, you know, there's going to be some pretty good opportunities for a number of these young players. You know, I think Mitch Perry is one in particular. If he can stay fit, he'll play a lot. And Will Sutherland, also very young. And then there's a couple of the young batsmen as well in Jake Fraser-McGurk and John O'Merlo and Mackenzie Harvey. So, it's probably just trying to expose them a little bit, get them some games under their belt and keep building them as players so that they're ready to go when the opportunity presents. But in terms of expectations this year, it's pretty hard to know. I think that with the schedule being the way it is, we'll have to just ride with the punches, as I said. I still think that we've got a very good squad. I mean, our batting, really, it's quite exceptional, really. So I'd like to think that we're going to be competitive. And then hopefully with James Patterson coming into the mix post-BBL, you know, we can really push to get up the top of that ladder.
Now, you mentioned the bowlers and you felt like they didn't have enough bowling under their belt for them to be avoiding injury. But how much more do you think they needed? Was it weeks more? Was it days more? How much more did you think they needed?
How much they need? I mean, I think that they were in a pretty good place when we came here. But it's in terms of you're just trying to get... It's a bit equatable to like running a marathon. You don't just get up one day and run a marathon. You've got to keep building up towards it. And so with this quarantine, it's going to be a bit of a dip too much for them, and they're going to have to kind of build up again in the week leading up to that first game. So yeah, look, I think that being in the quarantine, it's just about not being able to get enough bowling into them and also having enough time on your feet. I mean, you spend most of your time sitting in your room. So, I just don't think that... We don't think that they're going to be just quite ready to go to be able to play a first-class game if we were to come out and have just 2 days before we played that first-class game.
Chris Rogers has joined us on The Breakfast Club on a Monday morning, the coach of the Victorian cricket team. The Shield season starts in 10 days' time for them, and which we're very much looking forward to against the old enemy, New South Wales. And one of the topics always comes up in the last couple of years when talking Victorian cricket, Chris, is Will Pekowski and his preparation for this season. A couple of questions. How has that been going? And B, your first real sight of him up close and personal day in, day out, and what sort of cricketer he is?
I've been really impressed by Will. I think he's had a lot of support now. He's put a lot of quite a good network in around him to help him get through, you know, his the battles that he has. But all the conversations I've had with him have been excellent. You can tell he's a young man with an old head on his shoulders, and he particularly the way I watch him go about his batting, he plays in a really calm manner, which is suited to the long form game. So I'm just hopeful that he can keep managing everything that he needs to and then get out and show just how good he is. Because some of the innings he played at Junction Oval the last few weeks were excellent. So, all the conversations have been excellent. To be honest, I haven't actually seen him since we've been in quarantine because he's been in the groups that go in the afternoon and I've been in the groups that go in the morning. So, I've spoken to him a couple of times on the phone, but... But yeah, that's the kind of things we're dealing with at the moment.
And that's the way it's going to be up until the first game, is it? Where you'll be separated until that time.
Yeah. Wow. We actually swapped today. We're a week in. We swapped today, so they'll go in the morning. And I'll go in the afternoon.
So how are you keeping yourself busy?
Oh, there's always plenty to do as a coach. There's a lot of planning. And you know, as a new coach, I'm still trying to get to know all the staff and all the players. So there's plenty of stuff to do in the background. And the TV gets a bit of a workout. There was a lot of sport over the weekend, so it's not the worst thing in the world, I can tell you. But yeah, it's just starting to drag a little bit now.
You didn't happen to catch any of Adam White's commentary of the Queensland-Tasmania Shield game on KO, did you?
I was going to mention that. I'll have to turn the volume down when something exciting happens. But yeah, he's very excitable, Adam. It is excellent. Nice listening to him and Bryce together.
I try really hard not to, but, you know, it just gets the better of me. In fairness, though, I'd be interested in your thoughts on Marnus, just a sort of a general overview with what he did yesterday. I mean, it's encouraging signs for Australian cricket that he's doing that so early in the summer.
I thought you were going to ask comments on your commentary, but... Marnus... Oh, look, Marnus is... obviously an exceptional player. You can't afford to drop him three times either. That was that was crucial by then. But, he just looks, he looks like he's one of the best players in the world. He knows what he's doing. So he's going to be a challenge. He looks hungry too. That's the other thing. He just wants to score as many. Even when he got out, you could see the disappointment from him. So, there was a lot of good... good batting over the last few days. The wickets are pretty flat. There's not a lot of bounce in them. Finn might, continue to play a bit of an important role. I enjoyed watching Lloyd Pope get in those fifers. So I've come across him a fair bit. Just fantastic to see some cricket happening, really.
See, Chris, we see with Will Pukowski, he just loves to make runs and he'll bat forever if he could. And with Marnus, he was someone that got out a lot between 30 and 80 early in his first class career, and now he just wants to bat a long time. So how do you teach that, or is it something you've either got that in you or you don't?
It's a tough one. I think there's some little tips and tricks you can do between balls that can help you make better decisions for longer. I think a lot of players tend to burn through their energy pretty quickly because they're quite intense rather than just being able to switch off. And Marnus might have been one of them, someone who just wanted it so much that he just couldn't find those moments to switch off because, you can't concentrate forever. So, I think the other thing is, it's almost like touching fire. You've got to make those few mistakes before you stop doing it. So... You can tell all these things to the players, but they've got to walk through that door. So for him, it was just a matter of getting that experience. And some people kind of do it better than others, and I think Will is probably someone who does it better than others. So hopefully he can continue to show that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing that. White, are you commentating today as well?
Absolutely.
Well, your day's sorted, Chris. Your day's sorted.
I can't wait.
Well, I'm just a bit concerned that Chris is... You've changed, Chris, as a coach now. You're having morning training sessions. That's not you. You should all be afternoon sessions.
Oh, come on now, Whitey. That's a bit harsh. Let's not go there. No, I think you're allowed to grow up at some stage, mate. So, it's a bit different these days.
No, never do that. Never grow up. That's a waste of time, I reckon.
Never
keep going, Chris. You're doing great things. I can't wait to see how the Victorian boys go under your tutelage, and we'll give you 10 days' time to sort it out. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Chris Rogers, the coach of the Victorian Shield team. Can't wait to see what he's got for us with the Vics this year with a young emerging group.
That's a real festival of cricket after the Big Bash. Seven games.
Yeah, it's going to be
February until...
Well, you got at least April, March, April, just about taken up back to back. You'd think mid May, maybe. Who knows? Interesting calendar of events coming up for the Victorian Shield players. No doubt. 25 past 8. We'll get to a break. Back with more shortly on the Breakfast Club.